Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 251. Apple to expand repair options with support for used genuine parts. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the base of the Chugach Mountains in the scenic backdrop of Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's introduction of a new program to expand repair options with support for used genuine parts. Let's go to the show to learn more. Apple announced their plan to expand repair options with support for used genuine parts. This is great news for those of us who live in remote Alaska and others in the world who may be in a community without an Apple or Best Buy authorized service store. The new parts calibration process will begin this fall, with activation lock to limit the use of parts from lost or stolen devices. Apple announced an upcoming enhancement to existing repair processes that will enable customers and independent repair providers to utilize used Apple parts in repairs. Beginning with select iPhone models this fall, the new process is designed to maintain an iPhone user's privacy, security, and safety while offering consumers more options, increasing product longevity, and minimizing the environmental impact of a repair. Used genuine Apple parts will now benefit from the full functionality and security afforded by the original factory calibration, just like new genuine Apple parts. John Ternus, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, said, quote, "At Apple, we're always looking for new ways to deliver the best possible experience for our customers while reducing the impact we have on the planet. And a key part of that means designing products that last. For the last 2 years, teams across Apple have been innovating on product design and manufacturing to support repairs with used Apple parts that won't compromise users' safety, security, or privacy. With this latest expansion to our repair program, we're excited to be adding even more choice and convenience for our customers while helping to extend the life of our products and their parts." He finished. Let's delve into this even deeper. The process of confirming whether or not a repair part is genuine and gathering information about the part, often referred to as pairing, is critical to preserving the privacy, security, and safety of iPhone. Apple teams have been hard at work over the last 2 years to enable the reuse of parts such as biometric sensors used for Face ID or Touch ID, and beginning this fall, calibration for genuine Apple parts, new or used, will happen on device after the part is installed. In addition, future iPhone releases will have support for used biometric sensors. And in order to simplify the repair process, customers and service providers will no longer need to provide a device's serial number when ordering parts from the self-service repair store for repairs not involving replacement of the logic board. Apple will also extend its popular activation lock feature to iPhone parts in order to deter stolen iPhones from being disassembled for parts. Requested by customers and law enforcement officials, the feature was designed to limit iPhone theft by blocking a lost or stolen iPhone from being reactivated. If a device under repair detects that a supported part was obtained from another device with activation lock or lost mode enabled, calibration capabilities for that part will be restricted. As device longevity increases, Apple believes it's important that a device's second or third owners have access to its full part and repair histories. with parts and service history located within settings on iOS, Apple is the only smartphone company that transparently shows owners whether their device has been repaired and provides information about the parts used. This fall, Apple will expand parts and service history to additionally show whether a part is new or used genuine part. This upcoming enhancement to Apple's repair processes is another step forward in the company's commitment to improving access to safe and affordable repairs. In the last 5 years, Apple has nearly doubled the number of service locations within access to genuine Apple parts, tools, and training to more than 10,000 independent repair providers and Apple-authorized service providers. For those who have the relevant experience repairing electronics devices, self-service repair gives access to the manuals, genuine Apple parts, and tools used at Apple Store and Apple Authorized Service Provider locations. Launched in 2022, self-service repair now supports 40 Apple products in 33 countries and regions and 24 languages, and has grown from those of needing to be an experienced technician to an Apple enthusiast. This is great news for the Apple enthusiast or those of us who are interested in technology. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or go to X at @minutes_mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. And we have a podcast website located at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. We have members for all over the world. Other places we are on social media include Twitter and Facebook and offer a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group available on Facebook. You can provide input, special events, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. We have a special educational event scheduled for April 20th at 10 a.m. Alaska time with an open line for questions and answers. More information about the session and the Zoom link is at the Facebook Alaskan Apple Users Group webpage, again located at akappleug.com. Feel free from wherever you are to drop in on Zoom for this special presentation. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast that's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast and thank our friends at the Blueberry Podcasting Platform for making this all possible.